September 20th, 1978. 20th of September!
Oh, yeah.
September 20th, 1978.
I hate summer. The unbearable heat, sticky car seats, hay fever season, and scorched lawns. Not to mention curdled kitty munchies.
To the tune of Chuckle Vision. Curdled kitty munchies, kitty munchies, curdled kitty munchies, kitty munchies.
What the hell is a kitty munchie?
Nothing. What's a kitty munchie with you?
Hello, everyone.
Bam, bada, bam, bada, bam, bada, bada, ba. Hello. Pew, and welcome. Pew, to
I can't cope with this energy. You know this. I can't cope with this energy.
To I Don't Like Mondays.
You know it gives me conniptions.
The unedited husband and wife podcast endorsed by the state of Venezuela. We talk about Garfield. We don't edit the podcast. We don't talk about Garfield Munch. Don't let Munch. Garfield Munch. The
Garfield Munch.
Dried lasagna flakes that you have for cereal.
If you could dehydrate a lasagna, would you eat it?
Yes, I'd eat it like crisps. Of course I would. That would be amazing. We should get a freeze-drying machine.
Why?
Because
I've got a dehydrator.
No, but this is freeze-drying.
It's a different, jerky this week.
It's a different process. So freeze-drying sublimates the moisture.
Yeah, that's which how is you why, get like which a, is why it puffs like a little up. Freeze-dried raspberry, and then when you go between your fingers, it goes poof.
Yeah, that's why it all goes like big. That. So the reason I want one is because the Facebook algorithm has been showing me videos of people freeze-drying things like gummy worms and things like that.
No, we don't have room.
No, I know, but also
we don't have room.
We could freeze-dry cat food and confuse the cats.
No, we don't have room.
We could freeze-dry guy food and
this frivolity.
No, consider for a moment.
I have considered and
consider for a moment.
We don't have room.
No, consider for a moment freeze-drying a hot dog.
I will not consider this thing.
It would go all big
absolutely
and
ghastly.
Crunchy, like a huge meat Watsit, but with a very, like, would the skin hold? Oh.
No, I think the skin would split. I think you'd just be left with like a kind of weird, like an open book of hot dog.
An opened book of hot... Yeah. Well, if I remember that, that's the episode title. Who are you?
I'm Kat, hello.
And hello, I'm Guy. Let's see if... Oh, freeze-drying an entire hot dog.
Yeah, of course someone's done it.
So I'll have a look at that later. That's a little... Oh, no, there we go. Is that some freeze-dried hot dogs?
Looks disgusting.
It looks really bad, actually, yeah.
Looks absolutely disgusting.
Some dried hot dog bites.
No, thank you.
What a series of mistakes the internet was.
Yeah, this is a podcast. Sorry we've not done one for a while. Your dad was really ill.
My dad was really ill. I got mega depressed. I got mega depressed.
Quite worried for a little while there.
Yeah, should we talk about that for a bit? About Guy Kelly's anger towards what's happened to the health services in this country.
Excuse me.
Skip ahead about 15 weeks in this episode if you don't want to hear about it. So, yeah, my couple of days before my dear old mum's 75th birthday, my dad had symptoms of what looked like a stroke. So his speech went, half his face was paralysed, etc. My parents were told that it was an eight-hour wait for an ambulance.
Absolutely disgraceful.
8 hours came and went, and they phoned back and they were told, we can't tell you when an ambulance will be.
We might also add that they're in, like, sort of deepest, darkest southwest Wales as well, so, like, the arse end of nowhere, which doesn't help.
Rural Wales, yeah.
But that shouldn't make a difference.
No. And by that time, my dad was, quote-unquote, feeling better, and because they are parents of a certain age, they were like, let's just go to bed then, shall we? Like, no. Maybe drive to the hospital. Ah, but they said the ambulance was on its way. Well, if you can get in the car.
Just get it.
My brother, luckily, was coming to visit and he's got a good head on his shoulders.
Yeah.
And he took my dad to hospital because it happened again that day. And my dad waited in a chair in A&E for 18 hours. My dad, who had just turned 80 years old, sitting in a chair. For 18 hours.
Absolutely disgraceful.
It was only when he fell over that he was given a bed.
Yeah. And did you write to the MP about it?
No, I need to.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely going to. He was apparently, when he was discharged with, well, we don't have any stroke specialists in. You've been checked over and you've been scanned. You may as well go home.
It's appalling.
Because there was a booking for the following week, I think, for him to see a specialist. But yeah, he's doing much better now, luckily. He's, you know...
He's got some medication. Is it warfarin or something?
I have no idea. I think you said it was warfarin, but it's...
Well, that's usually what they give people for blood thinners. My grandma was on that.
It wasn't a stroke, it was a TIA.
Yeah, my grandma... It's a precursor to a stroke, a transient ischemic something or other, isn't it? Mm. My grandma had a couple of those, and she was put on warfarin, like blood thinner for it.
Well, you might be honest. You know, warfarin is used as a rat poison.
Yes, I did know that, actually, yeah.
He's doing about as well as he can be, but just the idea that an 80-year... Like, 10 years ago, that was unthinkable. 10 years ago, the NHS disgusting. Was a world-leading healthcare system. And so, yeah, I spent that week... It was just after the Easter break, so I was feeling all relaxed and all loosey-goosey. Yeah. And then that happened... I had to go to a funeral. It was a lovely day, obviously very sad, but really nice. It was perfectly done, but I spent a lot of time thinking, am I going to have to ghost to this funeral and just vanish to suddenly drive to Wales or get the train to Wales? So that wasn't great. Dear. And then the next week at work, I found myself sitting in a meeting. And I ordinarily don't care. Like, I'm good at my job and I do it to a high level because I think it's important to... You know, actually be good. Not the least because I've worked
Whatever
with people
you do,
who
do it well. That's my old school motto.
Yeah. I've worked with people who don't necessarily put a lot of effort
in. Makes it a pain in the ass for everyone else. Yes. Yeah.
But I was sitting in this meeting and I was suddenly overcome with the most intense.
Was it Weltschmerz?
What's that?
I think it's a German word meaning like just complete and utter fuck this at the state of the world and like everything. Just everything. It's just a general feeling of like.
It was that, but malaise, also specifically targeted to the job. I'd never been closer to just unmuting my microphone and saying, you know what, sorry, folks, but this is all horseshit. And I think if you were honest with yourselves, you'd agree with me. I'm not going to answer my phone anymore. Goodbye. genuinely very, very close to that because it was just horrendous.
Oh, dear.
So I'm hoping that by stopping boozing for a few weeks and taking some brain medication and by exercising more, I can at the very least try and claw some of that. Oh, speaking of clawing some of that, Yuna the kitten is now trying to step on Catherine's lap. Catherine, who is currently knitting. And as Chekhov said, if a kitten and some knitting is shown in the first act of a podcast, then mattresses will be sold by the third. Hello. Imagine if you sold mattresses by the third. Can I get an eighth for
the
mattress?
Isn't that just like a single mattress? Like if you're, you know, if you compare it to like a emperor
size. It would be, do we get emperor mattresses?
Something like that.
Are they for
you
penguins?
You can get bigger than a king size. Or a super king size, like a Lambert & Butler.
Yeah.
Or whatever they were.
Well, Super Kings were a brand of their own, weren't they? Super Kings.
Eunice sitting on my lap. Hello,
so,
baby.
So, kitten update. Eunice the kitten is curled up on Catherine's lap. She's probably purring.
She's really rumbling.
Quite a lot.
Yeah, she's got big
She's a very strange animal, is Eunice the kitten.
Very picky,
she shouts yesterday, or no, the day before yesterday, when you were out for a run.
It's because we're sitting and talking to each other and she wants to be involved.
When you were out for a run a couple of days ago, Eunice decided it was time to not only gallop back and forth across the living room, but to do it while yelling. So it was kind of... thud, 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 thud.
She's very peculiar. She woke me up from dozing this morning by climbing up on the curtains, going onto the curtain rail and then landing
and hurling herself on the bed. Yes, I watched that
happen.
Would you like to talk to the listeners about your latest fashion acquisition?
My latest fashion acquisition?
Yes, your nighttime fashion acquisition.
What are you talking about?
Your nighttime... I couldn't be any clearer.
I
your
don't know
nighttime...
What you mean, nighttime? What, like
fashion?
Like a hat?
Yes.
Some pyjamas?
No.
What?
Your nighttime
fashion acquisition. Yes, it's not a... I genuinely thought, like, fashion, like, out... No, it's like, I've had to order myself, like, a kind of, like, silk hair bonnet for sleeping in, which I've never had before. I think it's something that, like, people with very curly hair tend to wear, to, like, actually protect their, you know, their curls and keep them nice. That's not why I've had to order it. I've had to order it because a certain little tiny cat, decides at about 4 o'clock in the morning that is the right time to come and eat my hair, and it got so bad,
actually chomping
like
on your
to
hair.
The point that, like, you can there are noticeable bits at the front of my hair where it's shorter, and I was like, I I can't have this, Una. So thwarted by the sort of little silk bonnet and eye mask this morning, she then decided to wake me up by licking my face very vigorously. Mm. I sort of put a hand in front to stop her, like, sleepily, and she then put her front paw on my hand, held it down against my face, and continued to vigorously wash.
She's so naughty. She's taken so to trying naughty. To eat my hair as well, which is...
That's because she can't have mine.
Because she can't have yours, and I am apparently second best. And I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it.
Why do you want to eat my hair, Yuna?
Or,
you
now...
try and take a picture of her so we can post it.
I know that we're not...
Hello, baby.
I know that we are recording a podcast, but the Middle-Earth Ultimate Collector's Edition 4K... blah blah blah. Currently £120 on Zavvi.
What was and
the Lord of the Rings films,
we've
possibly
got
with
them
the Hobbit.
On Blu-ray.
Yeah, but not on 4K. Oh,
I don't want to see. I don't
want to see what's name break his
it
toe
wasn't
in 4K.
Filmed in, like, you know, with that in mind. I think the Blu-ray would be fine.
If it was filmed on film and then it's been scanned for.
Was it filmed on film? Film is more
because
high
film
res, isn't
you,
it?
You scan
film
it.
Is just light.
Whereas doing it digitally. Yeah. I've not seen the Hobbit films, and I don't really want to. I think the fact that they were filmed at, like, what's the word? Soap opera frames per second.
Yeah, I watched the first one on the way to New York.
Like, you're watching it... What? When we went to New York?
Yeah, when we went to New York.
Did you?
Yeah. And I was, like, not massively impressed. I didn't think it was that good. It wasn't massively entertaining. Oh, look at her.
She's very small. Yeah. Actually, okay, I'll take a picture.
Pass
you're
here and I'll see if I can give her sort of a view of what the little cat looks like.
Cat's eye view. I mean, she looks like a little fool. There you go.
There you go.
I want to give it a go. Right, well, this is the part of the podcast where Catherine takes a picture of Una the kitten, and I have to fill in the time. What else happened? We went on roller...
We went on roller coasters twice in a row. We are going on roller coasters soon.
We are going on roller coasters.
We've got some, like, weirdly good value passes. Mm. I don't particularly want to shill for Merlin, but I was, like, quite surprised.
Morgana.
Like
Mordred. Was Morgana one of them as well?
Morgan Le Fay. Oh,
yeah, Mordred was one of them.
Mordred was Arthur's half-brother, I think, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He was the chap who was responsible for Arthur's death, I think, in the Mort d'Arthur. I can't remember. I've got a copy of that on the shelf. So we've got, like, some sort of annual pass things, which are weirdly cheap. Like, they cost about the same as parking at Thorpe Park does.
Yeah, it's like $16.99 a month.
Yeah.
And, I guess that it's both to...
It's for steady income.
It's for steady income and for people sort of coming in and buying, like...
Yeah.
Ketchup or whatever you can buy in things. And also for people forgetting and not going for a couple of months. It's weird wandering around quite an empty theme park.
Oh, well, we went to Chessington.
Yeah, but with all the rides still pinging off and winging round, it's really strange not having that kind of collective, woo!
Yeah, so we went to Thorpe Park and that was fun. And I got frightened by a ride that was very high up.
You did.
Which is unusual because I love roller coasters, as previously discussed on this podcast.
Mm.
And then I sort of was like, oh no, actually, I've got a really big thing about heights.
You had a big wobble.
It has stopped me from doing things that I want to or needed to do. Like, there's been meetings in the past where I've like, I can't do that because I know it's really high up in Canary Wharf or something. And it's like made me really uncomfortable to the point where like, I can't, is that right?
This is good radio.
Sorry, yes, it is. It was a knitting issue. I'm basically sort of getting myself over that. So we went on the ride at Chessington that goes up a bit, and I was like, nope, I'm going to look down.
You had your eyes wide open. Meanwhile, I continued my dangling on a roller coaster, sort of thinking to myself, yep, we're upside down now. That's par for the course.
Yep.
We are going quickly. This does feel peculiar. Occasionally I'll go, oh, that was saucy when there's a saucy bit.
Mm-hmm.
But still haven't worked out when the screams. But yeah, I didn't realise that your fear of heights was quite as bad as
it
is.
I
didn't know you had to sort of cancel meetings and walk on stairs in a certain way.
Yeah, so the stairs at the office that are kind of in a big... like atrium, you know, like a sort of central atrium thing, and I have to wait for other people to come off them and then walk right slap bang down the middle, otherwise I get really antsy.
So
I did not know that. Do not like it at all. Do you not like it?
So, because they're both Thorpe Park and Chessington World of Adventures are about half-hour drive from us, we can just pop off. Be like, I've not got much on today. Do you fancy? Yeah. Should we go on one ride and then go home? Yeah.
Yeah. So that was that's fun. Yeah, we went to Chessington. That was lovely.
Saw some beasts. What was the best beasts you saw?
Oh, the best beast. That's a good question. What was the best beast you saw?
My wife.
Aww.
Best beast. I mean, it's nice to see a raccoon. They're silly little guys.
Yeah.
A pigeon landed on my head.
That was really good.
Which was nice. Yeah. Stressful. And then some...
It was called
there was a BP.
BP, it stood originally for baby pigeon and now it stands for big pigeon.
It was very good. There was a family there and what looked like the patriarch of the family said, what you got a bird on your head for? And what looked like the matriarch of the family said, well, he didn't bloody choose it, did he? And I had one of those moments of like, I'm not sure how I can respond to this because I didn't ask for this.
You did not ask for this.
With great pigeon on your head comes great awkwardness.
That was pretty good.
What else did we see? We saw two pigs having a little sleep. That was nice. We saw an owl. There was an owl demonstration.
Oh, there was! I'm quite hot. I'm just going to take my oodie off.
Ba 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 ba! Ba ba ba
pajamas,
ba!
This is terrible.
Ba 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 ba! Ba 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 ba! This podcast is brought to you by Bondara. Bondara, it's a sex toy. It's not brought to you by that. You can buy sex toys if you want, but you don't have to. You don't have to buy them from Bondara. But, you know.
Are you done?
Give them a wash. Right, now that Kat is fully nude, we can resume the cross bike it in zoos and various like places where there are animals like Bird World. When an errant bird gets in and you see just like a crow in amongst the sort of terrapin enclosure or whatever, and you're like, you're stealing valor. Stop this.
I quite like the way it makes me like think about regular animals in a different way, because like you just see a squirrel.
You're saying the Verfrum's Dungs effect is in play.
Maybe
at the strange making device, you are alienated, and your preconception of what a zoo is compared to what the world is currently like. Is briefly rocked, and you find yourself.
I think that is the case.
What would a Brechtian zoo be? I think Brechtian zoo writes for Tatler.
Yeah, I think so.
Is Tatler a British or an American magazine?
I want to say American,
because I feel like there was a British, if not a British version of it, there was something that was British that occupied.
Oh, I think there is. Bless you.
Excuse me, I hope that wasn't directly down the microphone.
Like the meerkats, to answer your earlier question. I do like the meerkats. But yeah, so what were we talking about? We're talking about the...
I was about to search High Society magazine, but that's a drug magazine for cannabis. Oh.
Excuse me. No, we were talking about the big high ride. So it's the one that launches really fast, and I really want to go on it. It looks really fun. But when I got up closer, I was like, oh, that's too high. And my sort of... my fear of heights immediately kicked in. And like
you
a
had
kind
a proper
of,
wobble.
I had a proper wobble, yeah. So that's next on my list. I'm making myself like gradually, you know, expose myself to big high things to kind of try and deal with it, because it's stopping me from doing things I want to do.
A thing Catherine enjoys watching is YouTube videos of people going on and talking about theme park rides.
It's so relaxing because it's totally inconsequential. There are no stakes whatsoever. Like there's no peril. It's just people like being all like, yeah. Here's a burger.
Catherine has watched enough of these that I dreamt that I was on the ride that is opening in Thorpe Park next month that I've only seen YouTube videos of because Catherine's been watching them. And I dreamt that I was on that, and I was uncomfortable because the lap bar was slightly Lautrec, by which I mean too loose. And so I had to hold on to the seat to stop myself being flunked across the countryside. And I blame you and your YouTube videos for
that. See, I really want to go on that ride, but it is like the tallest one in the UK. So in order to get myself to a point where I can go up there and enjoy the view, I need to get over the fear of heights.
You're going to acclimatise yourselves to going
and try and do some climbing. I kept my eyes open, as I say, on like a ride where I was like, previously I was a bit, oh, I'm not sure I can look at this. Just sort of trying to gently be like, no, it's okay, it's very high up, but we're all right. Mm. Like a little bit of anxiety around high places is healthy and normal.
Yes.
You know, like, don't dance around at the edge of a cliff, because that's an idiot thing to do. Don't mess about at the top of a very high staircase.
Yeah.
Those sorts of things. But like, standing at a...
Not being able to go to work meetings because it's on the 12th floor.
Yeah, because it's too high. Yeah, no, 12 is all right, but, like, anything, like, above 20, it's the point where it starts getting a bit... I get wobbled, like, I can't go near the windows. I went up the Empire State Building in New York, and that made me very anxious. But I had like a look at the view, but I couldn't go near the edge. Well, I'd say the edge, it's got like a huge bloody great fence, but you know what I mean, I couldn't go near the fence.
Huh.
I had to like stick to the side of the building. So we should go up to the top of the Shard, and we should go on the London Eye. So that's something else that I've always wanted to go on, but I've been too scared to go.
I don't know if the London Eye would do much. I mean, the view would be nice, but I think for me, I'd get halfway up, see the view, be like, all right, that's nice. And then like, well, I've got 45 minutes of this now.
You can always sit and look at your phone.
I could do that here.
I mean, we get free anyway, so yeah, we might as well. Yeah.
Just going on the London Eye for something to do.
I'd have a little look at that. As I say, I'd be very anxious about it, but that's kind of the whole point, I think.
Should we record a podcast on the London Eye?
I guess we could.
If there's no other fuckers. Or maybe if there are other fuckers in the pod.
Just do it anyway.
You must be like, hello,
we'll
and welcome to
them.
This.
You're running a running commentary on people into a microphone.
Wow, that you're stuck in a pod with for however long that takes. Yeah. Hello, it's Guy and Kat here, and we've got a couple of rum-looking customers here. Hopefully they can't hear us, because...
This man's got a very prominent bald spot, but I don't think he knows about it yet.
Oh, Jesus, can you imagine?
Oh dear! For a man who like finds these things very funny, like when it comes to actually being a bit naughty, you're quite rules following.
Oh, the blood of a coward runs
like,
fully through me.
Witness the infamous case of the shopping basket in the garden centre.
Do not move baskets past this point. So obviously, what you do is decide to film it so that you can record you. Well, record the sign, record you moving it past the sign, and then overlay it with "fuck the police." But what, of course, you don't count for is some sort of near-field communication device in the basket and some sort of sensor just past the boundary of that sign that sets off an actual alarm.
That
so you then have
funny.
To scamper
you
away.
You leapt up in the air.
Like Bertie Wooster.
You absolutely leapt up and you ran.
I scampered.
It was amazing.
Thank you. I moved my feet with grace and poise and elegance that befits
you
a man.
You had a big panic.
Of my station.
A very big panic. It was very funny.
It was quite funny. It made you laugh.
It did, yes. So I want to go on the big... So I'm going to... Next time we go to Thorpe Park, which will hopefully be in a couple of weeks, I'm going to go straight on stealth.
You're going to stride forward.
Yeah, that's going to be the first one. It doesn't matter how long the queue is. Hope let's sneak off on a Friday afternoon.
Would you like
half
to
day.
Describe stealth to our listeners? For
it goes very, very fast.
Are not big roller
it's a launch
nerds.
Coaster. So it
well,
goes.
What does that mean?
A launch coaster means that it's you just go very, very fast, very, very quickly. I think this one's a cable launch rather than an electromagnetic launch. So you go like 0 to 80 in about 1.8 seconds or something ridiculous.
That's quite quick.
It's quite quick. And then it goes up what's called a top hat element. So it goes sort of up almost vertical with the momentum of the launch, and then it sort of crests the top, and then it goes straight back down again, and then it has a big bunny hop hill, and it's a very, very short ride. It's just the height of the top hat element, when I was up close to it, like really set off my sort of lizard brain, like real full on. So I personify
the height of the top hat. The height of the top hat.
You know these sort of compulsions? You don't have to let them out.
Oh, no. So you know how pressure cookers work?
Oh, I see.
Because there's the little valve that screams. Yeah. The bits that come out of the screams, you can only imagine
the
what's...
inside bit. Yes, yeah. There's some very soft carrots in there.
Mm.
So
cognitively soft
carrots.
Yes,
cognitively soft
again,
carrots.
Again, a Tatler writer.
Yeah.
So you're saying the top, top of the top hat.
I personify my anxiety, and I did this with my therapist as a very officious health and safety rep called Ron. who has, he looks like a very angry cloud, like a sort of like a lumpy space princess kind of cloud, with a very thick moustache, huge glasses, like sort of, he's balding and he's got like a high-vis jacket.
Apart from the balding, you're kind of describing me, because I'm wearing a purple hoodie that is
no,
shapeless.
No, he's not
I'm
purple,
wearing glasses.
He's grey.
And I've got a moustache.
He's grey, he's not purple.
Like, if your anxiety tulpa is me, I'm
it's
going
not,
to start worrying about
it. It's not at all. I just mean, like, in the kind of the sense of floating, you know, like a little cloud. And he has a clipboard and a high-vis jacket, and he's very officious, and he's constantly come up to me with, like, well, we need to worry about our health, don't we? What's that funny lump that you found the other day? Which is a perfectly normal one. Well, maybe we should worry about... Oh, what's that? That's a new thing. Like, health anxiety is one of his big things. He also, yes, heights, it turns out. So Ron was absolutely driving, but, you know, one of the things that I want to be able to do is to sort of have it so I'm doing the driving. Ron can come along because anxiety is useful. And Ron is basically like all of the kind of childhood coping mechanisms that I had to come up with to deal with what was a very difficult childhood for lots of reasons. But they're not very helpful anymore. So, you know, I'm sort of practicing compassionate listening, saying, you know, thank you, Ron. I appreciate that. I know that you're just trying to keep us safe, but actually, don't worry. We'll be okay. This is, you know, so this is one of those instances where I'm like, let's go on the ride, Ron. It'll be all right. And if we get stuck at the top, then a nice person on a rope will come and give us a little
come
push.
And help us, yeah.
Yes, and the person who's on the rope will give no shits whatsoever about being up that
way. Because that's their office.
I watched
very
little,
up is
yeah,
their office.
I watched a little documentary about the engineers, and they have picnics up there.
That's nice.
They just take their lunch up, and they sit, like the, you know, the folks who worked on the girders in New York. And they just have a, you know, got a little thermos and a sandwich just sitting at like 200 feet or something ridiculous, which, you know, to me is terrifying, but to them that's just their office.
Not sure whether I could. I mean, obviously you'd be roped in. I'm not sure if I could sit and dangle my legs off.
I don't think I could do that. Like, obviously, you know, if a great thing depended on it, I could, but
I think I'd just be vibrating with Thanatos.
Like, well, this is it, because I do get vertigo as well, which, and the problem with vertigo is that it does make you feel dizzy, so you're more likely to, you know, to fall or do something daft when you're at height. So that's one of the reasons why I don't like going near edges of things, because, you know, I get the sort of impulse to make myself very small and, you know, get on all fours so I can't fall over.
I mean, I know what you mean, but
So
we should go climbing.
We should go climbing. Yeah, I'd enjoy that.
No, you wouldn't. Initially.
No, I wouldn't. But, you know, it's important to do. Like, I once, you know, I went on a school trip and, like, you know, I signed up to do abseiling because I was like, that sounds cool. And then I couldn't do it.
Oh.
Well, I got to the top and I was like the only person who couldn't throw myself off the edge. And it wasn't even a very high cliff. It was somewhere in the Lake District. You know, it was like a thing that they use for that every day. And I just couldn't even look over the edge. I was too scared.
Oh, gosh.
So, you know.
I wonder if it'll be different if you get yourself up there by your own power. Like, if you climb up a bit of a wall on a harness.
Probably not.
No?
No. But the difference there is that I can control how high I go. And if I'm pushing, it's my choice. And I'm, you know, so that's a kind of, I can take my time to be all like, and a little bit more, and a little bit, you know, and just go as far as I'm comfortable with, and then maybe push it a little bit, but see how I feel. It's nothing to do with the lack of control. It's everything to do with the height.
Fair enough.
It's just, yeah, one of those things. So, you know, and it's very common.
What if the climbing wall was lay on its side? Could you do that?
Well, that's just like going for a walk, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, there we go. We fixed it. It's just a...
Oh, great. Thanks.
Yeah, it's just about reframing things.
Is it? Right.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I'm CBT.
I don't think that is quite what CBT is.
I'm a medical doctor.
You're not.
No, I am. I'm.
No, you're very much not, and you're not allowed to say that you are.
I'm a medical doctor and a member of the royal family. What else are you not allowed to say that you are? Probably.
You're not allowed to say that you're a member of the royal family. I mean, people would be like, chin, but you know.
Chin, you reckon? Yeah. Well, no, they can tell that I'm not, because I've got one. There's a list somewhere of like titles
that,
and things like protected. Do you need to spray your cat?
Yes, I do.
I think it's protected occupations.
Oh, it's registered, protected. Yeah, like lawyers. You're not allowed to claim you're a lawyer or a police officer, things like that.
I'm a lawyer and a police officer and a doctor. I'm the Swiss Army knife of...
You're not. You're not a doctor or any of these things. I can't prove it.
That's...
What?
That's rude of you.
Is it?
Ah, here we go. Sensitive words and expressions that require prior approval to use in a business or company name. Let's have a look. Oh, there's lots of them.
Yeah. Is it reserved profession? That's the word. Reserved occupation or something.
Well, I've just read it out.
Yeah.
Officer for nuclear regulation. I am an officer of nuclear regulation.
What is this? What is this impulse?
What impulse?
Your impulse to do this. Where does it come from?
Health and safety this executive.
What if the alarm rings and you scamper?
Maybe I'll scamper.
You know.
Doug, to use this word in your proposed name, please provide a letter or email of non-objection from the Welsh Government.
Doug?
DUG/DUGES/DDUG. That's the one with slightly bigger boobs. DDUGES.
There's a cat by your computer.
Don't be a cat by my PC. No, thank you. That's not for me. Oh, God, now this
Una
is
sitting on the radiator. Oh she's about to... No, we've shuffled her gently away from the cables, but that was an amusing moment.
So, yeah, there's a big old list of names that you can't... dentistry, I'm a dentist.
Yeah, you're not allowed to do that.
I'm also a comptroller and auditor general. Good. Yeah, there we go. And a charity, obviously.
Are you a charity?
I am a charity.
Right. Okay. How's that working?
A charity case, I reckon.
Also, I'd like to go to Alton Towers again this year because
you go on a Nemesis.
Nemesis has reopened.
You've not Nemesis.
I've never been on it, as we have previously discussed.
I've been on Nemesis as a ute, and it was very good fun.
That looks great. Yeah. I quite like the sort of Nemesis sister coaster at Thorpe Park. I think it's quite underrated.
I enjoyed it.
That first drop is very good.
Mm.
It's when you get down, you're like, actually, like, oh, that's quite big. Did you enjoy the Swarm more this time? Because that was the one where you...
It's a wing coaster.
Yeah, you greyed out a bit last time, didn't you?
Yeah, I was all right. I was clenching my buttocks throughout. I don't know
did
whether
you
that was...
the outside of it? You did, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that was a... what's the word? Not phenomenological. A placebo buttock clench.
But, it can help because, you know, like I get orthostatic issues when I stand up too quickly. So I clench my bum and waggle my legs and do all kinds of things to get the blood moving. So that is a legit thing. If you feel like you're about to faint and there's nothing you can do to sit down or anything, you know, like you're on a crowded train, you can
clench your bum.
Get out of that bag. So that will help.
That was fine. Again, like, it was fine. My body was subjected to forces. I was going around and thinking...
Do you really not feel anything?
I don't think I do. Like,
you don't get any adrenaline?
No, definitely not. There are some moments where gives you adrenaline? Nothing.
Then?
I don't enjoy things,
you
Catherine.
Don't...
This is why I don't have hobbies. This is why
adrenaline?
No, this is why I play video games, because it's just something to do. It just passes the time and it feels like accomplishment. I live a bad life. Ewan the cat is now standing on the headrest of Catherine's chair. Oh, God, she's... going to try and do something and it won't be helpful.
Something. No. What are you doing, Una?
Yeah, I don't really think I get that. I don't know if...
That's really funny.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. But, like, obviously,
moments... You get anxiety, though, don't
you? All the time, yes. Yeah, I do. So on a roller coaster, like, we'll be approaching a dip or something and I'll be a bit like, oh! Like, it's a bit surprise, maybe. But there's not, like, ah, woo-woo! You're just like, well, it's a roller coaster. That's what you expect. What did you think was going to happen? Of course, we're upside down. This is doing what it's supposed to do. You can be a bit like, oh, that's a sensation that's a bit uncomfortable, but there's not really much. You want to come and like,
just let her be for a bit, and she'll figure herself out.
No, she's now chewing.
Nah, that's because you're grabbing her.
I'm not grabbing her.
Well, no, like gently grabbing her.
She's leaning against me and on my arm. I wouldn't say I was grabbing.
No, you're not. No, she's excited by the concept of plastic bags today.
She's...
Don't stand on my phone.
A strange little creature is Una the kitten. Oh, no, she's just jumped on Catherine's wall.
No.
It's now...
Oh, no. Get off. Between she's all wrapped up in it.
There's now a cat wrapped in wool. Welcome to I Don't Like Mondays. Oh, it's an unedited husband and wife Garfield review podcast where a cat gets wrapped up in wool. Oh, you couldn't write it, could you? You couldn't make it up. You could. Oh, you couldn't. You
Jim
couldn't.
Davis.
You couldn't write it. The other day, I said, I wonder what's happening with Pauline. And then Pauline phoned. You couldn't write it, could you?
That.
Oh, the other day, a box fell off a shelf. I just 4 weeks ago said, wouldn't it be odd if a box fell off a shelf? Oh, yeah. you couldn't write
it.
You couldn't write it. I always find that very difficult to deal with because you...
You could.
You could, yeah. People have written, like, Watchmen. You know the comic Watchmen where there's a man who's all
so
blue?
So I wonder if you're taking that statement of, like, oh, you couldn't write it as, like, a literal kind of...
Well, no, I mean, I know that
it has a conversational function.
Like, oh, isn't that unusual? But it's like...
No, but it doesn't just mean that. It's, like, also a kind of... oh, there's a word for it in linguistics, but I can't remember what it is. It's like it's almost like conversational punctuation, part of small talk. You know, it's like there's a shared...
You can't claim that as a phatic utterance.
It sort of is, though.
It's not, no.
It sort of is, because it's a clichéd phrase that is thrown into conversation to indicate a kind of shared experience without any... There's no particular meaning associated. You're not expected to respond other than to kind of respond with the other... You know, it's corresponding phatic utterance of, no, you couldn't, no.
You could.
But that's not the point of the phrase.
Have you seen
Mario?
He's a plumber that jumps on tortoises and...
But that's not the point of the phrase, though.
That's weirder than seeing Pauline.
It's not the point of the phrase.
Oh, you couldn't make it up.
Like, oof. have you been, like, actually worrying that people are genuinely asserting that you could not, in fact, make these things up?
No, I just don't think it's a particularly useful or good phrase, because you could. Like, of course
but
you could.
But it has got a use. I don't necessarily agree with it. I read a book where a private
investigator rode a reanimated dinosaur zombie.
But it does have a phrase. Like, you know, like other phatic utterances, it sort of... It creates camaraderie and shared experience.
Does it?
Yeah. If you're making small talk, like with a stranger, you know, for example, or even with, you know, like a family member.
I just don't know why you'd want to out yourself to a family member or a stranger as somebody with such limited imaginative capacity.
But that's not what you're doing.
Of seeing Pauline is out with the realms of
creative. But it's not. That's not what you're doing.
Like, I've seen a cartoon where a race of robotic
you
men
know that's not what
turn
it's doing,
into,
right?
Like, cars and boats and stuff. That's quite imaginative. Yeah, like, that's a bigger imaginative leap.
You do know that that's not what it's doing, though. That's not what the phrase is for.
There being a programme on television about a man who rides small bicycles.
Will you answer my question?
Probably not. No, I think it's more... Well, I don't know. Oh, you couldn't make it up. Well, you could. But no one's
you're taking it very literally, and it's not meant to be taken literally.
I'm not sure.
It is not meant to be taken literally.
Okay, like, I don't think it's a literal statement.
It's a cliched sort of conversational utterance.
I'd interpreted it as a, isn't that very peculiar?
Yeah, that's kind of what it is. That's the only purpose of it.
It's not. It's
what
quite.
Do you mean?
It's quite humdrum. Oh, well. I saw something on the news, and a man's opened a shop. Couldn't make it up, could you?
No one's saying that. No one would say it for that.
I saw on the news a man went to a shop, and it was a costume shop, and he tried on a costume, and as soon as he tried it on, he was transported to medieval times as a knight who had to save a village from a dragon, and then he came back and took off the costume and went on his way. You couldn't make it up.
I mean, that would be quite an extraordinary occurrence if that was, you know, happening on a daily basis.
Well, it is if you're Mr. Ben.
But what you're doing is taking examples of fiction and then saying you couldn't make it up.
No, but somebody has made that up.
Yeah, but nobody...
He lived in Putney.
I don't understand your animus towards this. Like, nobody is doing that.
I don't know, there's an artificial whimsy to it that bothers me. Oh, you couldn't make it up, could you? Well, you could, but also it would be dull if you did. Like, if Stephen King wrote a novel that was about, I don't know, a man called George meeting another man called George and they had the same hat on. And that was the entirety of the book. Like, you could probably do something interesting with that, with, you know, your doppelgangers and all that. But, oh, you couldn't make it up.
But, like, no one is doing it in that context, though.
It was my birthday last week.
It was, yes.
Couldn't make it up, could you?
What?
Well, I just thought we'd talk about a birthday for a bit, now that we've run this particular ship aground.
Yeah.
It was. I had a real case of the birthday morbs.
You did. We had a nice day the day before, though.
Going on the rides and going wee.
We went to Chessington and that was lovely.
And on my birthday, didn't do much. By choice, you were sort of being encouraging, like, oh, let's go to the spa, or, you know, go to the gym with a spa attached. And I was all, no. I'm ill. I'm a grumpus.
I'm getting old and I'm sad.
I am getting old and I'm sad. I'm getting old and I'm sad on audio. Just a little bit like the last few weeks being very stressful, and the sort of sudden work thing really highlighting how much I do not, like, I am not used well in that job. I have skills that are dying. Some friends of mine won Olivier Awards, which was lovely. And I know that comparison is the thief of joy, but there was a real moment of, oh, fucking hell, like, what am I doing?
Well, the vast majority of people do not win Olivier Awards, and the vast majority of people do not even know anyone who has won an Olivier Award. So these are exceptional circumstances.
I know, you couldn't make it up, could you? You couldn't make it up.
But again, that's a misuse of it. Like, I suspect you're making up a use of a phrase to get mad at. Like, nobody uses it like that, apart from you, and then you get mad at it.
I know, you couldn't make it up. So I had a sad birthday.
Yeah.
You baked me a carrot cake.
It was a carrot cake.
Sounds weirder than baked, doesn't it?
It was a good carrot cake.
You cooked me a carrot. What are you looking at?
A time.
Oh.
Because I'm
bored, are we?
Well, no, I'm going to... I'll need to sort the bread out at some point.
Oh, yeah. Baking some bread. So, yeah, I love a carrot cake. Oh. Yeah. What's nice as well is that there was slightly too much icing left over, so there's a small bowl of icing in the fridge that I've been intermittently picking at, and it's been remarkable.
Yeah. It's nice. A nice little carrot cake.
Like a nice little carrot cake.
We had a nice little bit of pork belly for dinner. I made a nice dinner.
You bought me a lovely encyclopedia of cryptids.
Yeah.
Fewer drawings than... I'm not 7 years old. But if you've got an encyclopedia of cryptids, you'd think there'd be more drawings. Like, I'm not asking for a monster manual. I'm not asking for, like, a kid's, like, ladybird book of Wolfman.
You want more pictures.
You want more pictures.
The pictures aren't massively good. They look a bit sort of deviant art amateurish, which is a shame. But, you know, it is a scholarly book, though.
It's a scholarly tome, and, you know, there's footnotes and...
Big footnotes.
Fuck you, I was just about... Oh. Piss. I leaned so close to the microphone then. And
big footnotes. Small footnotes. Little footnotes.
Cardboard box.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to reading it. It's clearly very well researched, you know, the history of where these things came about. The Chupacabra exists because of the film Species and so on and so forth. Oh, but I want a couple of drawings. Show me a Mothman. Show me a Jersey Devil. Show me that weird little freak.
Show me Mothman.
Give me, I want pictures of Mothman. Bitten by a radioactive.
Bring me pictures of Mothman. Peter Parker just stands outside with a torch.
Yep.
And like, like a large man banging into him.
Ow. Ooh. Although Arthur's a Mothman, he doesn't bump into lights.
That's true, but would Spider-Man catch Mothman, though? Would he set up a web and catch Mothman?
I wonder if there have been... Like, there must have been, at some point, Marvel superheroes meet your Bigfoots, your cryptids.
Must have met Mothman.
Oh, now I kind of want to replay Sam and Max Hit the Road.
It's got a Bigfoot.
It's got a Bigfoot. It's got Trixie, the giraffe, Nick Goyle from Scranton. Maybe I do want to play that. Yawncast, the only podcast where Catherine yawns.
Don't draw attention to my yawns. It annoys me.
I mean, the yawns will be drawn attention to in and of themselves because you're yawning down the barrel of a very direct... I mean, I appreciate that you're now directing things into the microphone. It would just be nice if it would be conversation and not bodily functions. Oh, people would probably buy a podcast that was all farts.
Oh, go away, James Joyce.
All guffing into the microphone.
No, go away, James Joyce.
That's patreon.com/ IDLM podcast.
No. What else have we been up to?
It was a birthday. I've been on a disability and leadership course.
Yep. I went to a couple of LARPs.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to tell us about your live-action role play?
Well, I crewed a LARP. Mind you, it was quite a long time ago in March. I crewed a LARP, which is a sort of post-apocalyptic setting, which was very funny, running around tunnels pretending to be a robot. I crewed a Curious Pastimes Lions event, so that was nice, sort of Arthurian, and I got to be an arsehole for the whole weekend. So, playing to type, etc., etc., thank you. I played the Wolf event, and then we've got LARP next. Like, first full event of the season next weekend, and the forecast is pretty grim. So I'm just basically figuring out how to stay warm and dry. I've got good boots and
hand
all
warmers
that.
Are a good chance.
I'm going to get some hand warmers.
A variety of thermals.
Because I get really cold.
Well, you watched the Alfie Aesthetics video about mistakes to make while camping, so you are now an expert in the field. Get yourself out nice and warm. Easy life.
Yeah, no, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong. It's important to and don't pitch a tent like at the bottom of a valley.
No, I've seen
people
do that.
All, oh.
I have seen people do that, such as Glastonbury, doing it at the bottom of the hill. Yeah, we always used to walk an extra 10 minutes to get to the top of the hill and camp a little bit further away from everything.
Well, I went to a folk festival in Cumbria when I was at university, in a little Suzuki 1.3 Carrymore vans. Yeah, the little squat, tiny things. We parked that on top of the hill and pitched a tent next to it, and I spent every night I was there, because I don't sleep well in tents, every night I was there having sort of semi-waking dreams about a big wind catching this van and blowing it down the hill and just it wiping out several tents worth of folk music fans. Which was very... I don't like camping. I don't like festivals.
You get
they're very,
very
noisy.
Anxious.
Surrounded by people. Music's fine, but I can enjoy that on my own.
Yeah, you do get a little bit anxious about
oh, everything's
about
all
that.
All yeah. dirty. Oh, Aki V.
I quite like camping. Would you be able to camp if it was a LARP event, do you think?
No, because
it's...
Smaller
amounts of people,
it's
a bit
still
more
camping.
Chill. Is it the canvas?
I don't like camping. Because you're dirty, you never sleep right.
I sleep very well.
Oh,
but
no.
I've got a very fancy bed set up.
What about all the dreams where people cut their way into the tent and murder you
I never
in the
have
night?
Them. I just have regular dreams.
That's...
Frequently at LARP about, like, you know, they're sort of quite involved dreams processing, whatever, you know.
I've got a balaclava if you'd like to wear it. I've got a little woolen balaclava.
I might take it for nighttime sleeping,
that green
actually.
One.
Yeah.
Nighttime sleep. Why does adding. So we generally sleep at nighttime.
Because sometimes
no,
I
no,
have a nap.
No. We generally sleep at nighttime and that's fine. Why does adding the qualifier nighttime make that sound so sinister?
I don't know.
Oh, you know, for nighttime sleeping.
Sleeping yeah.
Doesn't that...
It implies a sinister alternative.
Doesn't it? Yeah. Oh, you know, just, you know, for your nighttime sleep. My
for
human
nighttime
wife.
Nighttime sleeping.
For nighttime sleep. You didn't need to add that qualifier.
Yeah,
and it's
I might
all
take
the more
it. Do you know where it is? Like, readily?
Yeah, the green one down here that...
Oh,
that
yeah.
Jen made.
Yeah,
hello,
no,
Jen.
I will take that, actually, yeah. Because I'd rather have it.
It's got the eyes
in
a mouth hole.
I'd rather
the
have
eyes
it.
In a mouth
than,
hole.
Yeah. And it'd be a good idea for...
Yep, that's the
sleeping.
Creaks of a kitten.
Yeah, she was on my keyboard. I was turning around to see what she was doing. Yeah, I'd rather have it and not need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should get some baklava on similarly sounding produce notes.
We should.
Because it's nice.
Yeah. I need the loo.
Good. Shall I pause this?
Yeah.
So I never know how to pause this and unpause it.
You always
it.
Say this, and then you do. And then it turns out that you do.
Right, let's do some quiet, agonised howling so we can then... Actually, no. Here's a fun idea.
Right.
We're going to go like that.
Okay.
And then when we resume it, we'll start by going and we'll see if that is seamless like that.
Seamless.
Yeah, let's go with let's say seamless and then extend the S for a sec.
Can
okay?
you just make sure that this cat doesn't get my knitting?
I promise nothing.
I
okay.
Hand it to you.
What? No, because I'm going to get up and go to
it. Okay.
We can do this while it's paused. This
right.
We can pause this any time we like.
Okay.
Okay. And 3, 2, 1. Seamless. Oh, shit. I didn't. Hang on. Seamless. Seamless. I think we did it.
Maybe.
Hello. Look, it looks like it's still recording. Welcome back. I hope you listeners had a lovely break as well. What
I
did
hope
you
had
do?
A good poo.
What did you do?
I had a good poo.
Don't tell people this. Also, what? You've got something underneath your. There we go. Not bum, it's... Oh, no, it was the face bum rather than the down bum. So well done, everybody. I hope you did enjoy your break. I hope you used it well. And maybe built a little shrine.
I also sorted some bread out and put it in a tin.
You did. That's why the delay was so big. Yeah. So, listeners, as you sat there twiddling your thumbs,
like 3 minutes to sort the bread out.
3 minutes of dead air. It was Catherine making some bread. What kind of bread did you make?
I'm making a white bread loaf.
White bread loaf. What lives in that?
Flour.
Yep.
500 grams of flour. About 40 grams of butter.
Yep.
And then you rub the butter into the flour.
Ooh, isn't that how you do a pastry?
Yes, it is also how you do a pastry. Okay. I don't actually bother rubbing in my hand because I hate it, so I just use the K beater thing on the Kenwood to rub it in. And then you add a teaspoon and a half of salt, which sounds like a lot, but it's across the whole loaf. You can add like a teaspoon of sugar if you want, but I find it doesn't tend to need
it. To help the yeast.
Yeah. And a,
yeast
packet of yeast, And 300 ml of warm water.
I used to make quite a lot of bread.
I like making bread.
Yeah.
Just had some bread flour in the cupboard and I was like, well, I want some bread and we haven't got any apart from some flatbreads. So.
Or we could feasibly make sausage sandwiches. With hummered bread.
We could have a sausage sandwich for dinner, actually, with some veg on the side.
Could have a sausage bloody sandwich.
Yeah. Is there any of that coleslaw left?
Not much, but there is some.
I might make some fresh. I like a coleslaw, but it does make me very windy.
We've both been windy millers lately. This is a very scatological episode of this podcast. I can only apologise.
I've been trying to improve my diet by like adding a lot of fruits and vegetables. And when you eat raw vegetables, particularly cruciferous ones... The digestion is like, and all your bacteria are all like, nom, nom, nom.
Oh, time for this.
Gonna respire.
Very Blazing Saddles, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, yes. More beans, Mr. Taggart.
Yes,
I think you've had enough.
The duvet floating gently a foot and a half above the bed
I do think that
lie on our fronts and guff simultaneously.
Ejecting last night. It was pretty bad. You know it's bad when you can't stand your own.
Classy broad. I've long liked this about you. Just there's a real sort of, sense of refinement and decorum to you.
Farts are very funny.
They are.
They're very, very funny.
I know we've said
before, a very funny thing.
I cannot and will not oppose that.
No. Where's my phone? Did I leave it in the kitchen?
Yeah,
I think
probably.
I left it in the kitchen. Can you give me a second?
Okay. This episode of... breakfast. Well, listen. No, here. Look. You.
There we go.
Breakfast cryptids.
Breakfast cryptids.
Yeah,
your breakfast cryptids.
You're Tony the Tiger. You Snap. You Crackle. You Pop.
Oh, right. You mean like Coco. Mascots?
No.
Sort of things.
No. Breakfast cryptids. What is Tony the Tiger, if not a cryptozoological beast? There's that small Irish man who likes sweets.
The Lucky Charms.
Yes.
Man.
Yeah. There's the ape that speaks like a man who's the Pop Cocos.
The Cocoa Pop Man.
There's the Snap, Crackle and Pop perverts, those guys.
There was the Ricicles Spaceman.
There was the Ricicles Spaceman.
I miss Ricicles, even though they were very bad for you.
All right, STCTP. It was...
Well, I do.
I'm just thinking, what cryptid would there be for a Pop-Tart? Because, of course, we know who this show is sponsored by.
It's probably like a sort of strawberry with a face or something.
Do you think?
Yeah. Can you get a strawberry with a face? Like, as a... Not in real life. I mean, like, as a...
There must be little plastic moulds that you clip around a growing strawberry so it grows into the shape...
Oh,
like, how you get those... No, because you can get gourds in the shape of...
You can get, like, a square melon.
Yeah, but you can
make a melon
them,
square.
You can get gourds in the shape of people's faces because they're grown into...
What?
Yeah. Look.
Oh, no! Oh, that's a horrible thought. Gourd face mold.
These guys.
Oh!
And so, did you not know of these?
Fuck, that's horrible.
A little bust of one of those guys. Look how happy he is.
Oh, no.
You can have a little. Some
Frankensteins. Frankensteins.
For Halloween, isn't it?
Oh, no. Oh, I don't like that at all. Frankensteins.
So, yeah, there's like little plastic molds that you put over a growing. Produce, and it grows into.
I don't like that.
Into the shape of it, and
I don't like that.
I believe that was something you had to do in Sam and Max Hit the Road.
How weird! I don't remember that at all.
Do you not?
No, imagine I haven't played Sam and Max since I was probably about 13 years old. So,
Right. Gourd. Celebrity vegetables, Catherine.
Huh.
The John Muir gourd.
I don't remember.
You've got a bottle that's the shape of a gourd or something, and then you've...
Genuinely,
or the shape of a man's
remember.
Face, and you've got to stuff...
Well, there you go. Every day's a school day.
Yeah. World's largest ball of twine.
I remember the world's largest ball of twine.
Of course. I remember my childhood in Brighton, where dear old dad would bounce me on his knee. And it's a son, there ain't nothing as exciting as exposing beasts to inhumanity. That's why I...
It was a good game.
Conroy Bumpus, yeah, that is.
It was a good game.
It was a good game. Do you remember when you would get a game on CD and then put it in your CD player and the first track would scream like a witch,
yes,
but then the other tracks would be music from the game,
yeah,
listening to the original Grand Theft Auto soundtrack, putting the Sam and Max CD in a CD player to listen to King of the Creatures.
Yeah, that was
Halcyon
fun.
Days.
That was fun. And you try to explain that to children today, and they're all like, "What's a computer?
What's a computer? I only like apps and
I can't do any filing systems. I don't understand. What do you mean? I've got to look for it in a file. Can't I just search for it?"
See,
no.
Now that sounds like you're actually having a go.
There was a little bit of that actually.
A poem about proper
bin men. They don't understand filing.
You kids today with net and games. I fought in World War II. You're not content with Airfix planes. I fought in World War II. In my day, 1993, we didn't have what's yours. Things were simpler, much less woke. I fought in both world wars. School lunches, oh, pink custard too. 4 channels on TV. Not like the iPhones you have now. Was simpler then, you see. Image macros were all the rage. There was no Twitch TV. I fought in World War II. Respect the man who's 43. So I tweeted that because there was some, like, just
the
occasional...
usual, remember, which I know has been, without wanting to relitigate.
Yes,
that.
We've discussed at length yes. the concept of active remembering.
Yes.
There was some, you know, we drank water from the hose and we're fine poem.
I don't have amoebas in my brain at all.
Leaded petrol was good, actually. My brain makes a delightful whooshing sound.
I saw something the other day. Was it like the Right Said Fred or something, right? Had tweeted, you know, the band famous
yes.
for their sick one-hit wonder that have now suddenly become like
pivoted
I fought in World War II. Yeah.
Mm.
And it was like, oh, what's the state of the world? Or like, wasn't like this when I was young or something. And it was like a picture of a telephone box that
with
had been turned into a defibrillator station. And I was like, what point are you trying to make here? Is it the prevalence of mobile phones? Is it the care and concern of a community which has gone to great lengths to ensure that a piece of life-saving equipment is readily available to any member of the public who needs it? What are you doing with your chair? I'm
inflating my lumbar pump.
Why? You're not listening. You're inflating your lumbar pump.
A man can do both, Catherine.
You're not you.
What are you?
You've got a single-track attention span.
No, what the point they're trying to get across is...
No, but genuinely, I honestly couldn't understand what it was.
People will share this dunking on it.
Yeah.
Is the point that they're trying to get across.
But what... I get that. I get the grift part. But what I don't get is, what is the dunk? Like, is it the absence of foam box?
No, it's nanny status.
Is it?
That's probably what it is.
I genuinely can't get my head around it.
So,
it's woke to provide life-saving equipment for the generation that at the moment is most likely to be having heart attacks.
So I saw quite a few people quote tweeting that Right Said Fred tweet to dunk on it.
Yeah,
and I've had to start again unfollowing people who do that, which is a shame because, you know, I like some of their tweets. That's why I follow them. But I don't want people to do free advertising for the fash. Like, some fascism with a really easy joke on top of it is still some fascism.
Yeah.
If someone throws a brick through your window, but someone catches it midair, writes a limerick on it, and then continues it on its way, it's still in your house.
Yeah.
And so that's what it is. Like, we've talked before, not on the podcast, actually, and I think we meant to, about the is it gay or is it woke axis and the intersection of the two.
Oh, yes. Yeah, this is our it was the theory. Was it in the car?
It was
I think
the car,
we were driving. Yeah. Remind me of the theory and expound this to the listener.
Well, everything new can be sorted into two categories, gay or woke.
Yeah.
I think it's arguable that gay is a subset of woke.
Yeah, and woke is a subset of gay, but yes, and there are overlaps, but that's why it's a kind of, it's on an axis,
yes,
you know, it's on an XY axis.
We're saying this with regards to traditional sort of concepts of masculinity. You
yes.
know, it is woke to look after people's feelings,
yeah.
or look, you know, to care for people's feelings,
yeah.
care about. And that is also gay.
Yeah, like wiping your bum is gay.
Yes. A newspaper campaign asking people to wipe their bums to prevent
woke.
Bum infection
yeah.
is woke.
That's woke, yeah. Having sex with a woman is both woke and gay.
Is it?
Apparently.
Oh. I do appreciate, as much as I, you know, loathe the pivot to the right and right-wing grifting and generally making the world slightly shitter for a couple of pennies, I can appreciate the irony in Right Said Fred being named after a song where easily preventable deaths occurred due to not following appropriate health and safety regulation.
Mm.
But yeah, like so many people were quote tweeting that with like, oh, is it woke to save lives? Oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like
yeah,
these people want
them.
You to
yeah.
do this. They know it's stupid. You can see there are examples of one person tweeting the same kind of tweet several times.
Or to see which one's going to get traction.
A variance of like, oh, I wouldn't have a hand job done. Hit something that is obviously, oh, this person didn't know that they were saying hand job, or this person didn't know that they were making a double entendre. And you can see, if you look at their timeline,
trying to get traction.
There's four or five variants, and then one of them gets picked up, and the other ones get
they
deleted.
Delete the other ones, yeah.
They're doing it. They know they're doing it. I've said it on this podcast before. The first bit, the imperative bit of look at this asshole is look at this.
Yeah.
It's they know.
And no platforming works.
And now with the blue tick system,
it works.
Where there's a financial incentive
for
people.
Yeah, the dickheads are the ones that are always at the bottom of, in the
of replies.
Yeah.
Or rather the top of
on
replies
Twitter,
at the
yeah.
bottom below things.
Yeah.
And there is a financial incentive for people with blue ticks because interaction can actually get them pennies. And so every time you quote tweet saying like, oh, look at what these idiots say, then they're like maybe a screenshot. Maybe. The best one I saw was a screenshot of that tweet with something like, this is big talk coming from a previous steroid user who is in the right age for a heart attack.
Yeah.
Like that, maybe. Even then, it's still showing someone else's butthole. I like, as you say, not to relitigate this too much, but and I, like I'm coming at this partially with the zeal of a convert. I know that I used to quote tweet dunk on people all the time.
You're
like, oh, haha, lol, you said something that could be misconstrued as a sexual thing. Oh, look, this tweet has now got 17 million impressions.
Yep.
And yeah, that realization of like, oh, I just don't have to.
You don't have to do this.
I think it was a friend of mine, Alex Watts, said something like, you know, your coin is not sufficiently valuable that I have to drink through poison to get to it.
Yeah.
It's just, ooh, that's a big
helicopter. It's
a helicopter rumble.
It's a helicopter.
It's just not worth doing.
No, I completely agree. Bin them all off.
No platforming. Was it Milo Yiannopoulos?
Oh yeah,
no,
I don't know him anymore.
That fucker.
No.
I think he briefly followed. Or James Dellingpole followed me on Twitter for a while, which is.
I think he blocked me.
Nice.
Yeah, I was pleased about that.
Nice.
Toby Young has blocked me.
Nice.
Yeah, I can't remember what for. Probably just calling him a dickhead.
Andrew Doyle, the and I sort of hesitate doing this because it's normally only done by wankers, but I'm going to do it. The quote unquote. Comedian behind that Tabitha Dale Twitter account.
God, he's an insufferable cunt, isn't he? One of those awful people who thinks they're really funny doesn't realise that everyone's just like, mate, just, you know, doing the...
He blocked
the cutting
me.
The throat and gesture.
And
like,
I think that's
stop.
Because
yeah.
he... Yeah, but I would say when we say cutting the throat gesture,
yeah,
that's
no,
not a call to violence.
No.
That's where
no,
you move
like
your hand back and forth onto your
know,
chin
like,
to be like, stop
talking,
this, stop
talking,
this.
Stop talking, yeah.
Yeah, fucking Tabitha Dale. Oh, look, I've made up a Twitter account of a woman who's the one joke is she wants to make the world better, but sometimes does it in a clumsy way. Like is that satire? You're like, oh, look, this person wants to improve things.
It's not
what
funny.
What a loser.
Like,
ah.
I saw an excoriating, I think it was a Guardian review
of
Jimmy
like
Carr's latest show.
Oh, is this one written by Ralph Jones?
What? Ralph with Jones. Review?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't
yes,
look
I,
at the
I think
reviewer.
It might have.
It might possibly. I didn't look at the... I don't know who
I
Ralph
know
Jones
Ralph
is.
From the comedy circuit.
Oh, do you? Oh. I have no idea who this person is.
But no, and that's fine. I was just like surprised when I saw that it was him.
No, Jesus Christ.
No. Go on.
No, he was just basically saying, like, you know, okay, we get you're being edgy, but it's not funny. Like, it's not, you're not doing anything interesting here. It's a shame that these are just half-baked jokes, that they're not even jokes, that like, not in a kind of like, oh, it's not even funny. It's like, no, it actually isn't even funny. It wouldn't even be funny if you were privy to this kind of, you know, like, if you were in for this kind of humour that just basically punches down. Like, it's not. What are you trying to do here? And I do think there is like an element of anyway.
Speaking of well made. Not platforming,
We should talk about girls,
aspects of the media that you don't care for. Let's review.
Let's look at today's Garfield.
Garfield on the day that we were married.
Well, yeah, that is our wedding anniversary. Yes.
Oh shit! We should have done this for an I don't like birthdays.
Oh well.
We should also do one of those. I don't like this comic. The middle panel...
I don't get it,
I don't,
for a start.
Well, he doesn't like that. First of all, this is a little bit Nemi, before Nemi existed. It's a bit like, oh, summer. Oh, no. I hate summer, thinks Garfield, sweating vast tadpoles.
Buckets with a hot, blazing orange and yellow sunshine.
It's a good cartoony sun. Like, the yellow bit's round, and then there's a big orange corona...
Just you describing the sun. Like, yeah, the yellow bit's round and there's orange bits coming off it, and that is what we call a sun.
First of all, shove it up your ass. Secondly, is or is not
it's
the corona around
no,
the sun
it is.
Particularly
it's
spiky?
It's very orange and
in
very
order
spiky,
to...
yeah, because it demonstrates the sun's rays. But yeah, that is a sun. I just like the idea of you standing outside in a field in the middle of July with your hands on your hips going, the yellow bit is very round.
You know how it's our 10th wedding anniversary this year? That's not set in stone.
Oh, what a cruel thing to say.
No, I could not do without you.
Aww.
You absolute fucking weapon.
But that is funny, though.
No, because, look, no. I know that... Oh. Do not describe
like
me as a seven-year-old.
Standing in the field, hands on hips, looking up at the sky, squinting, going, yes, the yellow bit is round, and
no.
There are orange bits coming off it.
No, but look at... Oh, it looks like a lion. It looks like a... It's a...
It looks like a lion.
This feels cruel, is what this feels like. My bit.
I don't know why that's tickled me.
I
so
do,
much.
It's because you're an arsehole.
My face hurts.
Yes.
Ow. Oh, okay.
I'm going to describe a cat now and get a 5 minute. He is orange and stripy. Is that what I'm getting?
Yeah. Go on, carry on.
I don't want to.
Oh,
we calm down a bit? You want me to make a special shape with your mouth to relax
Stop
the muscles
laughing.
In your face?
Ow. Okay. Yeah.
We
Please
done?
Describe the first panel.
So it's Garfield sitting on a green hill with a blue background. The sun is a yellow ball in the sky with a great spiky orange corona ringing it, emphasising... The strength and intensity of its rays.
Yeah, this is a robust sun.
Garfield, who is an orange and black large cat.
He looks enormous here. Like, it's all proportions wrong.
Yes, he's sitting in the sort of the traditional curved grumpy Garfield before he became bipedal, so all four legs on the floor, all four legs on the floor, all four legs on the floor, join in, all four legs on...
Is Garfield, like, officially bipedal
can
now?
Can we...
I don't mind
legs.
That. I find it disturbing.
Yeah, but if it's both of us, it'll be quite...
I don't want to do it. I'm knowing you.
Can we...
I'm not going to join in with your, like, little pressure cooker brain fart.
It's quite things. Nice, though, if you do it
because they're not mine. They are actively detrimental to me sometimes. Like the time when you spent 3 weeks, like you'll get a song in your head or a phrase and you'll spend like weeks and weeks walking around the house saying it or singing it.
It won't be weeks and weeks.
It is. Oh boy, it is. And that's just a part of your lovely brain. But sometimes I have to go in another room.
Four legs on the floor.
Your screen's
Come on,
gone.
Give it a go. Come
no,
on. All,
I don't
four.
Want to. No.
Listeners,
no.
Tweet us with the words all four legs on the floor.
No.
He's actively sweating towards the ground. He looks very grumpy and he thinks...
He does. He looks really mardy about
this. I hate summer.
Oh, I don't like summer. I'm really grumpy me. Shut up, Garfield.
Panel two explains Garfield's feelings about... I quite like this. Garfield is in silhouette.
Right. But what the hell is happening here? Like, it looks like his four legs are just sort of weird jelly.
I think the more I look at this, the better it is. So, The thought bubble.
It's like he looks like a jellyfish floating through air with, like, his little wibbly tentacles going...
The thought bubble genuinely appears to be casting a shadow on Garfield.
Does it? How? Where?
Well, so there's the thought bubble.
Oh, I thought he was just under a tree, like moving under a tree.
He's under the tree in the...
Oh, yeah,
next
no, I see
panel.
What you mean. Yeah, if you look at it that
spoilers.
Way, it does look like...
And the shadow of that tree is the shadow of that tree. This is an untreed shadow.
It looks like thought bubble is providing
his
shade.
His dark thoughts are quite literally shutting out the sunlight. Mm. He thinks, the unbearable heat, sticky car seats, hay fever season, and scorched lawns.
Sticky car seats. Do you remember sticky car seats?
Do you remember sticky car seats?
Do you?
That's presumably why my granddad Sam had those beads on his leather Honda seats. Oh, a whole Honda made of leather. No.
I remember sticky car seats. They were horrible. My dad had...
That's a T-shirt. It's Garfield with a thumbs up and the words, I remember sticky car seats.
They were horrible. Like, oh no, especially it was like a kind of plastic one. Yes. And you'd get on it and you'd actually burn your legs if you had shorts on. Horrible.
So Garfield is thinking these words. He is under shadow. There's a little patch
of... related to Garfield.
That's how he gets you. There's a little patch of green, but smothering that green with inky blackness is genuinely what appears to be his thought. You're right. Bubbles. We've not locked the kitten in the kitchen, have we?
I'm going to go check.
Because there's suspicious silence.
Quiet, yeah.
In the meantime, I shall describe Garfield. Garfield is...
I think she's just uncharacteristically settled. We've got about half an hour of peace before the Kraken awakens once more.
Garfield looks like he's floating like he's smelled a pie. Please do check out the latest episode of Regular Features for more on that. There's a little waggly movement. There's a little waggly movement line. It does look like it's coming from his bum, so it does look
like he's
guffing.
Right. In a certain light, this looks like a kind of jellyfish Garfield hybrid that is just blubbering along with like little weird tentacles, and it's just farting itself.
Yes. Garfield is entirely a pool of black in this, apart from two white bits, which are his lidded eyes. Mm. There's little wabbly motion lines on
his
tail, his back leg.
Very strange.
And then I think a front leg. It's really wabbly and wibbly, and I quite like it. I think it looks quite funny. I don't know if it's intentional. I like the idea that his thoughts are sufficiently dark that it occludes the sun.
Yes, I don't think it is intentional, but I like the idea.
Garfield is now leaning back in a chair like he's leaning back in one of those
chair? I think he's
not
just
a chair,
leaning
a tree.
Against the tree.
My mouth got ahead of me there.
Yeah.
Leaning back against a tree as if he's leaning back in one of those massage chairs you get at a service station that costs £4. And he thinks, not to mention, curdled kitty munchies.
I have no idea what that means. Is it like a milk-based
product? Well, no, I'm assuming a kitty munchie with the munch sound is going to be a crunchy object.
Is it a kibble? But then why would it curdle?
Maybe that's the joke. Let's see if kitty munchies. Understand. Kitty munchies.
What's a kitty munchie when it's
That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, we're Googling it.
There's been a lot of research on this.
Mostly about, like... dehydrated hot dogs or
something. Kitty, no, it's just the world is full of twee things now. So
Kitty Munchies 1970s, see if that brings anything up.
Oh, clever, because of the past.
Yeah.
No, I think it's just a generic term for a
cat food. Unless he means like his regular cat food. I do not understand at all.
I'm... I can only assume that it's like your Friskies, your maybe, Whiskers, your yeah. Trimbles, your Bimbleys.
Like tinned
your,
cat food,
your
maybe.
Grimpus. I don't think it's tinned. Munchies to me no? suggests there's a crunch to it. And I think maybe. It's just curdled because they've sat hot in the sun.
But, like, they're already dry. Like, a kibble is already dry.
A kibble
it's
is
a
already
dry food.
Dry. It's a dry food.
Yeah.
It's your nighttime sleeps.
Yeah.
Don't care anyway, for this.
No.
Middle panel. Quite like.
Totally incomprehensible, this one.
There's 13 comments.
Oh, God.
I don't like the sun either. Garfield doesn't like the weather because he's too big. Garfield looks like a shadow. I wonder if Odie likes the sun.
Mm. Where's Lyman?
Where's Lyman? Mm. Lol, Garfield, I like the sun. You are lazy.
Yep.
How nice to sit under a tree. Do you reckon there'll also be What is Kitty Munchies?
Probably, yeah.
Which means probably. we will have formed an inadvertent bond.
Unwillingly been complicit.
With the sort of yes. people who comment on a Garfield
yes.
comic. However, the sort of people who comment on Garfield podcasts are incredibly sexy
yeah, they're
and cool.
They're cool. We like them.
They're cool. Right, let's have a look.
Excuse me.
Sonic Mario 2, about 12 years ago, says,
Yeah.
Ellipsis. MI or ML, over 11 years ago, says, ampersand, Oxathorpe, percent sign, dollar sign, question mark, question mark.
Don't know what that means.
Maybe a swear.
Yeah.
And then they seem to, they don't reply to themselves, but they are the next post that says, you like that cold, cold winter, Garfield, question mark. There's a reply beneath that. Vulnerable face borrower?
Probably. Yep. Got them.
Got them. They're playing their own game.
Yeah.
That's also the comment that Vulo the Face Borrower is
yeah,
making.
Fair enough.
And it's also what we did.
Yeah.
MI, over 11 years ago, again, third post, replies, however, I agree with the hay fever part. We need to watch... you. There's an episode of Delicious in Dungeon you will like.
Oh, I do like Delicious in Dungeon.
Angel Princess 72 says, does Garfield suffer from hay fever? And if you...
apparently
scroll
so,
up...
I guess.
He complains about hay yeah. fever season, and from what I know about Garfield, I don't think that he'll be cross about summer because he's so sympathetic about other people who suffer hay fever,
yeah.
even
so
though
I
he
suspect
doesn't.
That he himself suffers
yeah.
hay fever.
I can't imagine
Let's
Garfield.
Let's add that to the canon. Garfield gets hay fever.
Garfield having a sufficiently robust set of mirror neurons mm. that he would see somebody sniffling and think, I feel sorry for them.
Yeah, I don't think he does.
I think that's a silly comment, Angel Princess. Luco 457, almost 9 years ago, says, my precious kitty munchies, no! Lol.
Don't know what that means.
Well, Luke 0457 is sympathising
mm.
about Garfield's... So, demonstrating more empathy towards this fictional cat than the fictional cat demonstrates towards his fictional compatriots.
Mm.
I would
no,
hypothesise.
I think you're right, yeah.
I would
I think
posit.
You're absolutely right. Please elaborate on that.
No, that's it. That's a complete...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah.
See, I can shoot you down just as much as you can shoot me down.
No, I didn't it's actually just... want you to elaborate. It's just that I was acutely conscious that you were going into excruciating detail because you know that it will annoy me.
Yeah.
So I wanted to reverse that and say, no, no, go on.
Okay, so Garfield is a fictional character. He's not a cat, according to you. And he inhabits a world where necessarily fictional characters also exist. There might be fictionalised versions of real characters. You're not listening, you're just
no,
knitting.
I'm not. No. It's an incredible skill, and I grew up in a very noisy household, so I developed the ability to just sort of gently switch off.
In a very real way, albeit infuriating, we are quite a good pair.
Yeah.
Like, I can
manage your little humming and noises and singing of Ivor Cutler songs.
You were
the
one that was singing Ivor Cutler most recently.
But only for 2 days, whereas when you had it in your head about 6 or 7 years ago, it was about 4 weeks.
I think 4 weeks is unkind. Look, that nearly was a compliment about how we get on well, and then you just ragged on me about Ivor Cutler again because you are a
no,
bad
it is,
wife.
It works pretty well.
It's like, you know, trad wives. Catherine's a bad wife.
Hey!
All making TikTok videos of, while my husband's at work, I'm just going to hide his underwear.
That's a great idea, actually.
Bad wife lifestyle.
Bad wife lifestyle.
In a nice dress, swanning yeah. through the house. My husband's at work today, so I've made soup, which I'm eating. He can go fuck himself. If he wants soup, he can make it. Yeah. He knows where the fridge yeah. is.
Yeah. No. While my husband earns a living, I'm ironing my own clothes. Mm. He can do his own damn shirts.
There's something to this.
Yeah, I do not want to engage with TikTok, though.
Hashtag bad wife. Crandall says, isn't hay fever more of a spring thing?
Oh, God, it's both. And it lasts until autumn. I should know.
JB. Oh, Catherine, here we are. You've been seen. Nick JB 2006 says, how do kitty munchies cuddle? Mr. Garfield, I see you've missed. There's one flaw in your plan. How, pray tell, do kitty munchies cuddle?
You're having fun. It's nice to see.
No, I was about to sneeze and I just needed to continue the noise curdle. But I don't think I'm going to now. Piss. Good news, Garfield, says Crendel over 2 years ago. Autumn starts tomorrow.
Garfield gets the kitty munchies from the grass he eats outside that has become wilted, says Cookie 1371. And I don't understand.
I think this is a drugs joke.
Oh, maybe.
Because you get munchies from being the stoned, and then grass
is a
weed grass drugs for your drugs, grass weed 420.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Smoke a bowl every day, blaze it, wake,
et cetera.
And bake.
Yeah.
Gregory Libbins, a premium member about 2 years ago, says, I agree with Garfield.
What? Straightforward, fair enough.
The line that follows Garfield in the second panel indicates flatulence.
It does fat cat animations. It does. To give this person their due, there is something very funny about the phrase indicates flatulence.
Yes. Yeah. They've got the same number of syllables. There's a pleasing rhythm to it.
Yeah.
Flatulence in itself is a good word. Indicate is quite a coy word.
A comic sort of slightly clinical, medicalized element to it.
But because it's talking about farts, undercuts itself by its very nature.
That's good.
The line that follows Garfield in the second panel indicates flatulence. Maybe that's the new title. Maybe that's the title for the episode. Yeah.
Maybe it is. I think it was.
Never mind the dehydrated hot dog question or whatever it was.
I think so.
Have we found the one good comment?
I think this is the only good comment that's ever been made on a Garfield panel.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. This has been a nice time, isn't it? It was quite a long one this time.
We need to do more of it. Yeah, I would have recorded some more of these, but we've basically had some back-to-back depressions.
Well, I've been all right. It's, your dad's been unwell.
Yeah, I blame him as well, the prick.
And all that business.
I can't believe you'd call my dad a rat bastard on air.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe that you would record into the microphone, I dislike your father.
Well, I quite like your dad.
Oh, so it's my mum you've got a problem with.
Oh, my God.
Right, if you... Thank you. Thank you. If you've or ha-ha, then you can go to patreon.com/IDLM podcast. Chuck us a couple of quid.
We really appreciate it when
some
people
stuff
do that.
That we're
kind.
Supposed to give backers, and we've been very bad at that.
Super bad.
Which, that was a film.
It was.
I don't think I've seen it. I don't think I've seen Napoleon Dynamite all the way through. I think I tried to. That feels like a film that's lost in time.
I've never even contemplated it.
If you've enjoyed the podcast.
Thank you very much, everyone. Do leave a rating and review if you can.
A couple of pounds a month.
Ball.com,
the website for giving money to people's eyes.
Yeah. Ratings Patreon. And reviews are very helpful. Thank you very much.
/IDLM podcast.
And just sharing and telling people.
Yeah,
about
tell
it.
Your
like
tell your friends. I've seen some people on Twitter sharing it with people when they've asked for a podcast.
We really appreciate that.
I'm aware that it's a weird sell.
Yeah.
It's a husband and wife Garfield podcast that isn't about Garfield, but is sort of about neurodivergence and
whatever comes to mind.
Relationship really. Maintenance.
Yeah.
Should we rebrand this as a relationship podcast and do nothing different?
We could do.
We've made
see how
some
far we get.
Some headway in looking up the price of not wolves. What are they called? Garden gnomes.
Yeah, I do want to do that.
That was a sudden, like,
we have investigated.
We have. Right, I think I'm getting a headache. It's time for a glass of water. Thank you for listening. We do appreciate it. Look after yourselves and those around you.
Have a lovely week, everyone.
Catherine, how do you feel about Mondays?
I don't like them.
Bye.